We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
There was snow on my car this morning, Daryl and Dustin. Unacceptable. I'm not happy about it.
Don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you.
It's part of becoming November, Adam.
That's true.
It was a Halloween snow last night. I was driving to Toledo and halfway I was driving on 90 and like,
it's depressing.
Here comes the snow.
Depressing.
Here comes the snow.
You know, it's 6 months of bad weather. We get six months of good weather, 6 months of bad weather, but this is life. All right, Daryl. A lot of goings on this week. Let's begin with the fact that we'll talk a little about the Baker meltdown the other day, or maybe meltdown's a little strong. He got angry. There was no apology. There was no response from the team. What did you think of that? And Freddie didn't talk about it. I don't know if he was asked about it yesterday or not. What do you think of everything that's gone down in that situation?
I mean, there's obviously history between Baker and that particular reporter, and he was waiting to tee off on him. And, the more I think about it, the more I think it's just indicative of this team and the lack of discipline. It's so easy just to say, you know what, I'm not talking about New England. Next question. You know, but he's been stewing for a while, and it boiled over, and certainly the way this season has gone for him and the rest of the Browns and just how underwhelming and underperforming they have been, you can clearly see the volume of frustration that's there, and hopefully they can start to let some of that frustration out on the field starting Sunday in Denver.
Daryl, do you think that Baker will apologize to you guys? Because whether he wants to apologize to Tony or whatever, that's a different story. But I mean, he did walk out on you guys when you guys were asking questions, you know?
Well, he did talk for about 8 minutes before that eruption. So to be fair to him, that's, you know, something that hasn't been discussed a lot. It's not like it was the third question in the session and then he just stormed out and we did not get an opportunity to speak with him. So to be fair to Baker, he had already been 8 minutes into his session. No, I don't think he is going to apologize. I do think, though, because Baker's hopefully going to be here a while, and that particular reporter isn't going anywhere, and that's not the only reporter that Baker has an axe to grind with locally. What I'd like to see happen is Baker man up and speak individually with those that he does have a very personal, deep-seated hatred with, and work their issues out, because what happens is it makes it difficult for people like me to do my job, because I then become afraid if I ask a question or if I phrase a question the wrong way, all of a sudden I become a story. And that's not what it's about. I should never, or any other reporter should never be a story in a media availability. So I think that Baker needs to show some maturity here, because I do know for a fact that some of the reporters that Baker has access to grind with, they've tried to smooth things over with him privately, and he wants no part of it. And I think he needs to grow up a little bit.
That's ridiculous.
I think he needs to grow up a little bit, and that's fine. If you don't want to answer certain people's questions and you want to have that motivation that, hey, you say I stink and I'm not any good and I'm not worthy of being a franchise quarterback before I was drafted, if that's what drives you, that's fine. But again, it makes it difficult for the rest of the media corps to have a good, sound, solid working relationship when we know at any moment Baker Mayfield is prone to explode on a reporter that he does not see eye to eye with.
It's really disappointing. I get it. Reporters can be annoying to athletes sometimes.
Yes,
I think we all understand that. But if somebody's trying to bury the hatchet, you'd think you'd be man enough to do it. But, what are you going to do?
You know what? I'll just say this, too. Yeah. You know, I joke with players all the time and even coaches that, hey, you know, this is the least, you know, fun part of your day. You got to come in and talk to us. I get it. You know, it can be annoying to have to answer questions from people like myself, and especially when things are not going well.
Right.
But guess what? that's also part of the job. That's part of being the face of the franchise and stuff like that. And you got to suck it up and you got to do it in a professional manner. And I just, my whole takeaway from the situation, I think that both sides can be better.
Agreed. Daryl, let's talk about the injury report here. Odell Beckham and Landry were limited a little this week, but they seem fine. Demaryius Randle's out. Eric Murray is out. And Farrell Brown out for this game. I know Dustin was concerned about the Farrell Brown because of his blocking.
Yep.
Give me some thoughts on those three injuries.
Yeah, well, they made a roster move today because Brown's got the concussion. So Steven Carlson, the rookie from Princeton, who was signed as an undrafted free agent in May, he gets elevated. To make room for him, they had to put Daniel Equale, the defensive tackle, on injured reserve with a calf injury. Equale earlier this year had a concussion against the Seahawks. Tight ends, all of a sudden, a little bit of a concern. Murray having surgery today. Not so much of a surprise there, just because Freddie Kitchens had indicated yesterday that there were some tests being done on his knee. And usually when they're having to do tests, good news tends not to follow. And Kitchens didn't want to get into too many specifics there. So he becomes a week-to-week situation. They do not place him on IR. Demaryius Randle, him being out, again, not a surprise. I believe this is the third week for him that he's down with the hamstring injury. I anticipate he could be out again against Buffalo. Maybe he's ready to return against Pittsburgh, and that's speculation on my part, and I'm kind of basing it off of, you know, it's a hamstring injury, and it, as we recall with both Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams, they missed 4 weeks with hamstring injury. So just kind of matching up those timelines, it would not shock me if Randle needs to miss one more game after this one.
Daryl, what do the Browns need to do to get Odell Beckham Jr. more involved? To me, I just think they need to throw him the ball. More targets. Take more chances. And, you know, Freddie doesn't seem to get that. Every other team understands that. I mean, Julio Jones is on a bad team. He's getting his numbers. You know, A.J. Green will get his numbers when he comes back. You know, the great receivers, I don't care if you're on a bad team or whatever, you're still going to get your targets. You're still going to get your numbers. What do the Browns got to do? And will they?
I think you said it best. Get him the ball. Throw him the ball. You know, Freddie tried to justify it earlier this week and asked about it, said we got 7 targets. Well, why can't it be, you know, 10 targets? Why can't it
7
be
ain't
targets?
Enough.
Right, exactly. I know he caught 5, you know, half of Baker's completions against the Patriots were to both Baker Mayfield, or I should say to Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. Well, throw it more to him. I mean, you have these two Cadillacs and you don't know how to drive them. You know, the 49ers trade for Emmanuel Sanders, and he's going out there catching passes last night. It boggles my mind how all these teams around the NFL can just switch players in and out seamlessly, no problem. Mm-hmm. And the new guys go in and make plays immediately, and we're sitting here on November 1st trying to figure out how the hell to get Odell Beckham Jr. going. Like, it's mind-boggling to me that this franchise is constantly in its way of itself.
Yeah,
Daryl.
That's coaching. That's coaching.
That's right.
That's on Freddie. That's on Todd Monken, okay?
On Baker, too.
Yeah, and some on Baker. But My goodness gracious, the guy's got 1 touchdown. We're in November, and Odell's got 1 touchdown.
Granted, he and
Jarvis lead the team in catches. They lead the team in receiving yardage, but those numbers aren't all that impressive. So
they're fine. They're not bad numbers, but they're both on pace for about 1,050 yards or something like that. I mean, that's fine for Landry, but you expect more from Beckham,
right?
or at least combined you expect more than what they've had so far. I mean, and by the way, in terms of touchdowns, think about this, guys. You have – the Browns have 6 receiving touchdowns total. There are 6 players in the NFL who have 6 touchdowns by themselves.
Yeah.
Including 2 guys on the same team. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both have 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nick Chubb has 6.
Terry McLaurin, on a terrible Redskins team, has 5 touchdowns. And the Browns have 6 as a roster, receiving touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's the Browns for you. I mean, it's you just shake your head in disbelief when you look at, you know, some of the statistics. And, you know, this week, I was kind of amused because, you know, Freddie was asked about Kareem Hunt and, you know, are they going to be ready to incorporate him? And I'm sitting there thinking, well, you already have three guys that you don't know how to use. What good does a fourth do?
What did he say on that Kareem Hunt? What did he say on that Kareem Hunt thing, by the way? Is he going to be ready to play next week?
Yeah, they'll have a role for him. He's going to get used. He should be able to play because, the league did the Browns a bit of a solid by allowing him to begin practicing 2 weeks ago. I think it was October 23rd, something like that. That he was allowed to 21st. I'm sorry. He began practicing on October 21st, so he's had a couple of weeks to get up to speed. Kitchen said that he was running scout team the last couple of weeks, which is good. So on Monday, or I should say next Wednesday, the 6th, as they really kick their preparations into gear for the Bills on the 10th, I fully expect the Kareem Hunt to have some sort of a role for Buffalo.
Daryl Eiders with us. Daryl, Todd Monken's here. Todd Monken has experience. Freddie Kitchens does not. Should he be relying more on Todd and using him? Because it seems like Freddie's all about him. He's like, I'm the head coach. I'm the play caller, this, that, and the other. I wonder if Todd is behind the scenes frustrated because he knows he can help, but he's maybe not being asked.
That line of thinking sounds familiar, doesn't it, Dustin?
Yeah. Yep.
Reminds you of someone, doesn't it? And
Hugh Jackson?
Yeah. It reminds me of Hugh Jackson, and that's not a compliment. So, Monken has kind of kept the stiff upper lip. He's presented a positive projection, if you will, of where things are. But, yeah, I'm sure that's got to frustrate him a little bit. And I'm sure he's kind of scratching his head because he came to Cleveland thinking that this was going to be a high-flying offense, and I hypothesized when he took the job that this was going to be a stepping stone for him to potentially get a head coaching job. You know what I mean? With Odell and Jarvis and Chubb and eventually Kareem Hunt. Oh my goodness gracious! This offense should put up all kinds of numbers, almost record-setting type numbers, and they're not even close to that right now. I would have to imagine, Dustin, that very privately, Todd Monken's got to be scratching his head about what's going on right now.
All right, Daryl, what's your prediction for the game?
I think they get on track Sunday. I think they go out to Denver. They beat the Broncos. You're facing a guy who hasn't started an NFL game or taken an NFL snap to begin with. So if you can't win on Sunday, your season's over. So I say the Browns win. I'll go Browns 27 and the Broncos 13.
All right, Daryl. Good stuff, buddy. Talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
You too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.